This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. It's the end of an era. After more than two centuries, the U.S. Mint has halted the production of new pennies. The copper coins will remain legal tender, but the U.S. Mint will stop making pennies. The reason for stopping production of the one-cent coin was, ironically, financial. It costs 3 cents to make a one-cent coin. When Montclair State University updated its women's basketball roster this year, they welcomed a new member to the coaching staff, one who's furry, friendly, and full of joy. Charlie is the 2-year-old golden retriever of Montclair coaching assistant Courtney Cunningham. Charlie, the golden retriever, has officially joined the team as director of positivity. Montclair head coach Karen Harvey says, "For 2 years now, she's been hanging around the team, and we noticed just how much joy she brings to the team, so we decided to make her an official member of the staff. She comes to practice a couple of times a week. She does sprints with the girls, stretches with them, and lifts their spirits." When Charlie joined the team for their game against the University of Valley Forge in November, Coach Harvey said she was a bit nervous about how the Golden Retriever would behave on the sidelines. Still, the director of positivity rose to the occasion gracefully. Coach Harvey said, "That was her first game, and she got to the gym early, hung out with our team, and then went to the other bench and said hi to the other team. She also interacted with fans as they came in and sat in the stands while people would come over and play with her. Everyone loved it." The Montclair women's basketball team hopes to grow Charlie's popular social media presence through her Instagram account, build her brand, and do some charity work with Charlie, the Golden Retriever, director of positivity. During the holidays, popular foods make their annual appearances, and one of the most popular is the green bean bake. In 1955, Dorcas Riley was a supervisor in the research and development department at the Campbell Soup Company when she was asked to create a simple recipe that used the company's cream of mushroom soup. Riley came up with a masterpiece of Cold War-era convenience cooking, the green bean bake. The holiday favorite uses just 6 ingredients, all pantry staples: canned cut green beans, a can of cream of mushroom soup, a little milk, salt and pepper, and French fried onions to top the casserole, all combined into a single casserole dish that, quote, was easy enough for any housewife to prepare, made of ubiquitous canned foods, and produced through the marriage of home economics and the food industry, said Anna Zide, author of U.S. History in 15 Foods. It wasn't until the 1960s, when Campbell's Soup Company began printing the recipe on soup cans, that it became a Thanksgiving and holiday season sensation. The green bean casserole is now a staple of the American holiday table. Campbell's Soup Company says that 50% of all cans of cream of mushroom soup are sold between November and January. Emily Contois, a food author, says that the green bean casserole demonstrates the fascinating, if problematic, role of the food industry and food marketing in shaping American food culture to its will, not just during the mid-century heyday of convenience cuisine, but today as well. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.